While the struggle to get recognized leads us to politics, it is the struggle to survive that leads us to authentic poetry. And the future is the future only when it nears itself. And too often the solution of the civilized man lies in the very problems they try to hinder. And diversity is created not by giving examples of how bad it is, but by giving examples of how good it is. And the issue is not that there is no effort behind what we consume, the issue is there's no effort behind the very production of our existence. And by caging the wolf within us, we unleash a wolf that took the all of humanity to dominate. And we ought to use the new medium spiritually if we ought to turn our life into our occupation and not vice versa. And by relegating ourselves into our own soul, we can nourish from any form of physical relegation. And we first ought to develop our artistic scheme within us to avoid the censorship of conformism. And historically speaking, so it seems that decimation is needed for regeneration. And we ought to keep all forms of prejudices alive on our own skin in order to develop a universal empathy that can deflate them. In the absurd attempt to root ideological and commercial corporations, we uproot the majority of humans and its nature. And by delegating all our natural responsibilities to society, no gravity is left to ponder our humanity. And as long as there is always living tension between all the radical forces that try to govern us, we can keep on living as humans. And as long as we can keep on building and being in our own world, what governance try to project on us shouldn't affect us. And via the electronic media, the whole of our identity gets concentrated on the vein branches, and this is why much work is needed at the roots. And it takes a genuinely uncontaminated mind to make the point on our human nature in its current state. And it is in our will to concentrate that fully autonomous creatures are born once we decide to relax. And generally speaking, we should never be glad about counterforces, as they are always the precondition on new evil forces. And our only right should be that of living, as any social right is always won at the expense of others. And as insiders, we have to be most serious about any social discussions, yet as outsiders, we must be most cynical. And really the only rights to be remembered are for those who had the courage to give up all their rights. And a unique character is the only way we can stay out of fashions and admonish for their danger. And right around where power is generated lies the heat with which all human activities are produced. And it is not capital per se to be the evil, but the level with which we enslave others to do work for us. And we learn notions to captivate any sort of substance, but as far as the substances we know nothing about, and frankly we're just ready to endorse new ideologies as much as we are ready to dress the new fashions. And in our emergence, we have to make sure that our domain doesn't get too big to handle during our downfall. And only after having figured out what our mission is, we come to think how good the situation we had left to find it would have been to accomplish it. And sophistications are added, thinking that it's the beginning of a civilization while it's the actual end. And it is the reviving of the form of a tradition that is most deadly, while most regenerating is the reviving of its soul. And the biggest disgrace that could ever happen is the spread of an ideology that only a philosophical mind could hinder. And while culture brings forward psychological crises, it is only spiritually that we can transcend them. And what humanity at large cannot afford is the conservation of all regimes that to maintain their form have sacrificed their soul. And it doesn't matter whether it is a small stream or a big sea, if we don't know how to swim, we'll drown. And as science turns us increasingly immortal, it is the environment around us to turn more and more sick and mortal. And capitalism at last is nothing more than prostitution in the hope of one day have the capital to go for prostitutes. And the generation of a new offspring comes to a halt, right, because it is programmed from the beginning to be enrolled in the social system. And queer is the way we can overcome the rigid imposition of the social uniforms, but it wouldn't make sense to turn queer into a social uniform. And most depriving is to follow an imposed method, while most rewarding is to set up and follow our own. And anarchy per se wouldn't work, but an anarchist component is needed to challenge and inspire the greedy power apparatus. And if we learn to control ourselves, we won't constantly feel the urge of controlling others. And to truly bring us together, we shall not look at the official history, but dive in the testimonies. And after the first bite, we completely grow detached from the destiny of the viper, but not of its territory. And what we come to expect in a large scale from the outside chooses to exist in a minor scale within us. And while our bodies are equipped to face any sorts of circumstances, our souls bends at the first blow. And just like our human nature at last has become fully impotent, only able to manifest itself through erratic acts. And is it better to be the person who has suffered to build a community, or a person who keeps whining about it while living from it? And only in our simplicity we may be able to talk and be heard across time and space. And the homogeneity we so much fantasize about turns out to be most desolating as soon as we concretely experience it. and our majestic palaces turn out to be the most miserable cells once the electric light lighting them is turned off. An early illusion of spring is just a confirmation that the rule of the winter will establish itself once more. And rather than removing commodities in order to make us more like animals, our sustainable plan makes commodity ever more sophisticated. And whether we are excluded or we exclude ourselves, exclusion is the highest form of poetry a human can seek. And as a main ideology officially sets in, a counter-ideology consolidates itself in the underground. And prosperity is only a brief moment in which resources that haven't been used before are completely outsourced. And the very promise of freedom should be kept a promise because once fulfilled, it just makes us more miserable. And the social work is disliked as it became so much about meeting and maintaining ever more tedious norms. And as we are anyway going to die, we should take care of ourselves, not so much for us, but to inspire the new offspring to do the same. And technology disrupt a fine equilibrium of forces that anyway tend to regain their natural character.